your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Joel Johnson's with us. Joel Johnson, you know Joel Johnson from the meetups. You know Joel Johnson from being on the air with us. And you know Joel Johnson from the Get Prepared Expos. He's going to be with us July 19, 2020, and 21 here in the Ozarks, in Lebanon, Missouri. And Joel Johnson has been with us during the Colorado movie massacre. He's been with us at the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre. And you know, when those events happen, I call them up and I throw overboard whatever the plans were to discuss whatever we were going to do. And I call Joel, and on the air he comes with me, and we talk about what happened. Why? Because Joel Johnson was a detective. And he is also involved in crisis intervention. Joel Johnson is the kind of guy that he's one of those people that when you call a suicide hotline, he's there to be on the other end of the phone. And he is to help talk you through that very, very serious time in a person's life, whether it be your life or a loved one's life. So we know Joel Johnson as the real MacGyver, and we know Joel Johnson as the invisible invention guy, and we know Joel Johnson as a real fun guy at the Get Prepared Expo, who teaches us how to look way outside the box and see things from a different perspective. And today we're going to talk about crisis intervention. Welcome, Joel Johnson.
Thank you, Vinny. It's great to be here today. Basically, I'm just the guy that can't decide what he wants to be when he grows up. You know, so
yeah, Joel, that might be a few short words that describe just about all of us at USAprepares.com, including me. I mean, I was at KWTO about a week and a half ago, and one of the engineers came up to me and he said, you know, I listened to your show and in the afternoons, and he said, what do you want to do 5 years from now? And I said, I don't know. he thought I should have a plan, you know. Seriously, he thought I should have a plan. He goes, you want to keep doing this? I said, I don't know. He said, you want to take it to the next level? And I said, I don't know, I guess. And I said, you know, I've been trained. I've been formally trained to plan. I mean, that's what business students are trained to have a plan, trained to, you know, cost, benefit, pro forma charts. I mean, all kinds of analyses. And, you know, I have been formally programmed to do all that. And yet, I don't do any of that. I really don't. I run our operation by estimation. I really do. And so I don't have all these plans. I just run it by how it feels. I really do. How well it feels to me to do the right thing. And I guess that's what you're saying, right? You don't know exactly what you want to do. Did you say when you grow up?
All kidding aside, you know, I was meeting with one of the members of my advisory board the other day, and she's also going to be a team member with our critical incident stress unit and a couple of other projects that we're doing. And she was looking at the website and said she's just so amazed because it goes in this direction, and she was like using her hand to point out that it goes out in about 15 different areas, and then she says, but then you just bring it right back to here. pointing to a center focal point. It's kind of hard to do on, you know, on the radio here, but I like the radio, Benny, because I'm skinnier on the radio than I am in real public, in real life. So I'm
happy. We're the same size on the radio.
Yeah, really. But what she's talking about is that our theoretical construct that we use with the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute, a theory that I've developed called Way Out of the Box Theory, applies to everything from people who have just lost their homes, who have just lost their child, who are thinking about suicide, who have been victims of human trafficking, who have been who have suffered all sorts of various forms of debilitating loss. And so it's all a central thread that runs through the thing. And that's basically, over my career, you know, I've been, you mentioned a couple of three things. As a detective, I work crimes against children. I'm a former paramedic, crisis interventionist. I've worked in addiction programs. I'm an addictionologist. And then, of course, the most fun I've ever had in my life is being MacGyver and the stuff that I, you know, that I do with the Kodiak Survival Institute, et cetera. But the common core thread is that there are people out there that feel helpless, hopeless, powerless, and that are killed by panic, worry, things like that. And I've always believed there had to be something very simple and direct that we could do in people's lives to empower them. But that most constructs that I've looked at, like cognitive behavioral therapy, et cetera, only hit a part of it. So we put together a multidisciplinary team concept, and we're very excited about it. It's one that I started building when I directed the National Crisis. I'm sorry, it was called the National Youth Crisis Hotline that I was involved with for 9 years. And when I was director of Department of Crimes Against Children for a national organization in Florida and in Georgia. And so we're talking now about the culmination of over 30 years of work and research and in talking to people whose lives have been destroyed and need to be reconstructed.
Joel, when you get a call, first of all, you don't know when you're going to get the call, do you?
Certainly not. And sometimes it's, are you talking about someone that's suicidal or someone that is dealing with another? A suicidal call, the tricky thing about that, and let me tell you that I had a boss one time that came in and she was kind of complaining about the phone bill, all right, being so high. And she said, you know, I don't want your team on the phone more than 10 minutes with a caller that isn't suicidal. And I told her, I said, with all due respect, that's ridiculous, because it may take us far longer than that to figure that out. Sometimes getting to that point is like peeling an onion. These people aren't going to automatically trust who they're calling. So they may, a kid, for example, may be calling because people are bullying him. But when you get right down to it, he's got his dad's gun sitting beside him and he's thinking about pulling the trigger. And he won't tell you that the first few minutes of the call. So it's important to listen, to really listen. Give kids permission to feel. Give kids permission to express themselves and to not say very deadly things that can push them over the edge and to not write them off as someone that's not that serious. That's one of the most important pieces of information we give to counselors and first responders, is never underestimate. Never think that a person is just looking for attention or things like that. Because in all likelihood, I don't use the word succeed, but if they don't complete a suicide attempt at that point, they may in the near future.
Joel, we're on a serious tone here, right? Because serious business. Joel, when you are on the phone and you detect that there is a possibility that that person is going to take his or her life, what's going through your mind?
Well, first thing I want to do is plug in and give that person some hope, and most importantly at that point, give them permission to feel and express themselves. Two of the things that I make available to families and to the general public, one is a list called the Top 10 Things Never to Say to a Suicidal Friend. The other one is the Top 10 Things Never to Say to a Surviving Parent. Several of those things deal with saying things that we naturally say, like you shouldn't feel that way, you've got your whole life ahead of you, blah, 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 blah. Well, when you say don't feel that way, you're cutting off their permission to feel. When you say things like you've got your whole life ahead of you, if they're being raped or abused on a daily basis and there's no hope of that ending and they haven't told you about that today, then you've told them that they are suffering a life sentence of that happening forever and ever and ever. You're just reminding them that it's never going to end. So we need to be extremely careful, not just in what we say to people, but how we say. And it's real complicated to do over the phone, because 90% of what people say to us, they say paraverbally and nonverbally. They say it with their expressions, their voice inflections, etc. So if we're just listening to the words, we're already limited on the telephone because they're not in front of us. We don't see what's going on there. And so you have to learn to see with your ears when dealing with critical situations like that. And you don't have to be perfect in what you say, but it's extremely important to be accessible, loving, caring, non-judgmental, and listen for the things that we indicate as danger signs. You know, if when we do a lethality assessment over the telephone, we're looking to see whether or not, first of all, and one of the questions I'll ask them is, let me ask you a question. Are you tired of living with the pain, or do you want to die? Now, the difference in those two is that if a person is tired of living with the pain, they're considering suicide as an option in all likelihood. If they want to die, they may have already made the decision.
Joel Johnson, really, really serious discussion here, no kidding class. When we get back, I'd like to talk about all 10 things that you should never, never say to a suicidal friend. And suicide keeps coming up more and more as more and more people are chemically induced by the pharmaca mafia. I'm Vin Finelli. Joel Johnson. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just a... A little change in pace just for a minute. Had a great meetup last night. And we have a person in charge of removing fluoride from the water in the Springfield, Missouri area. And Madeline Frazier is her name, and she's adopted this cause, and we are going to get fluoride out of the Springfield community water supply. And so instead of meeting at Ziggy's next Monday, we're not meeting at Ziggy's next Monday. We're not having a meetup at the restaurant. We're taking a field trip.
Oh, great.
We are going to introduce ourselves to City Hall. There's a city council meeting next Monday. So about 110 of us or more are going to introduce ourselves to the city council. And they're going to strip us of our guns and our knives and our fingernail clippers and stuff. And we're going to go and say hello. And now we're going to, class, I want you to behave. So when we are at City Hall.
At least they can't arrest you for unlawful assembly if you're going to the council meeting. But I'll be there to bond you out, Vinny.
Well, you know, Greg Burris is really not happy with me because I've got a sign right here in the studio. It says, fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001. I tell people to call him, tell him he's fired for poisoning us with fluoride. But we're going to have our entire class that comes to Ziggy's and some extra guests that want to learn what we are like. So we're going on a field trip next Monday, 6:32, City Hall. And we're going to introduce ourselves to city council and the city manager. And I think they're going to enjoy meeting each and every one of us. Now, please, class, do not stare. It's not polite. Yeah. Don't point at people.
Use your anger voice.
Oh, boy. I think what I'll do is I'll send out a press release that USA Prepares is going on a field trip. I wonder if we make the TV news. But anyway, I just want to share that with you. So a new meetup next Monday at Ziggy's. The meetup is a field trip at City Hall, Springfield, Missouri, at the city council meeting, 6:30. Joel, top 10 things never to say to a suicidal friend. Can we go down the list, please?
Sure. Cheer up, you have your whole life ahead of you. We've already kind of talked about that one.
Right.
If you really want to slash your wrist and do it right, you should cut vertically instead of horizontally. Now, let me explain, first of all, that these top 10 things are things that every last one of them I've heard said by a first responder to a suicidal person. You ought to be able to think of a better way to deal with this than suicide. Why haven't you tried this, or this? If you wanted to get attention, you certainly are going about it the wrong or the right way. If I were you, I would blank. Don't say that. I'm sure that your parents love you very much. I hope you're not thinking about hurting yourself, are you? That would be a stupid thing to do. Have you been thinking about suicide, which is appropriate to say to a person suspected of being self-destructive? I mean, it's a very different than saying, have you been thinking about suicide? Saying, I hope you're not thinking about hurting yourself is very different, is what I'm saying, than saying, have you been thinking about suicide? Is that all that's bothering you? That's nothing. Lots of people have problems worse than yours. You shouldn't feel like that. You'll feel better tomorrow. You need to just snap out of it, pick yourself up, and go on. If I were you, I'd just forget about it and get on with your life. Those types of things, Benny. Now they're solid.
Now what's wrong with some of those? Why don't you snap out of it? I mean, what's wrong with saying that, Joel?
Okay, have you ever, if you think of a person whose feet are sunk in concrete, okay, trying to ask people to fight gravity, they may be clinically depressed. That's something that they can just.
Joel, your audio's muffled. Joel, your audio's muffled. See if you can fix it when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm Vin Finelli, and I'd like to know what's wrong with just saying, hey, just snap out of it. I'm Vin Finelli, Joel Johnson, Crisis Intervention. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today I've got your.
Take my. You go to the theater
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm scratching my head now. News report, a traveler from Saudi Arabia is arrested at the Detroit Metro Airport because he was traveling with a pressure cooker. I got one here. I just bought it. Got one here at the farm. I got my pressure cooker right here at the farm, and we're going to be doing some canning with it. So we're out of control. Absolutely out of control. Pressure cookers now are considered items that can be used for making bombs. Gee whiz! So we're going to put the pressure cooker business out of business. That's next. Our government is out of control. Out of control. Joel Johnson, just snap out of it. Please tell us what's wrong with saying that, because I have a feeling that there are a lot of people who were easily ready to say, you need to just snap out of it. Pick yourself up. You know, forget about this. Get on with the rest of your life. It's so easy to say, Joel, what's wrong with that?
Well, a number of things. First of all, a person that is acutely suicidal is not just in a bad mood. They're not sad. They're not having a bad day. They have exhausted what they believe to be all the possible resources available for them to remedy their problems. And they're much like a person that's already up to their chest in quicksand and sinking fast. You wouldn't, if you saw someone in quicksand, you wouldn't say, "It's stupid. Don't you know you're going to drown if you stay there? Why don't you just climb on out of there?" You would find something and reach out to them, give them something they could hold on to and pull them to you. Okay, allow
so
them
do you become
to,
their friend?
Yes, exactly.
Either, okay.
Yeah. A therapeutic friend at that point. And the key being, like, I wouldn't go into the river with the guy that's in the quicksand, okay, because there may be a circumstance where I have to, but what I would do is I would find something that I could reach out to him with that he could hold on to and make him want to come to me. All right? And
that's an example.
That we use. Well, a very drastic example, Vinny, in my personal life is that, and a lot, some of the people on the air are aware of this, and some people aren't, but my son was a homicide victim 4 years ago. He was shot and killed in his apartment during a mental health crisis after he had exhibited a suicidal gesture. And so the most drastic example I can give you of reaching out is letting people know that... And this goes into these material on things never to say to a suicidal parent. I'm sorry to a surviving parent. I very often let them know that I have been in a position where I understood what it was like to lose everything that was important to you, to lose the most important thing in the world, whatever, and share what that is. And in order to be able to empathize with them, to establish some empathy and let them know that it's... very, very, very bad to say to someone, "I know how you feel," or "I understand what you're going through," if you haven't been through it and you don't know how they feel. So what I caution people in doing is understanding that clinical depression in an acute suicidal state is not the same as just being depressed about circumstances. And so to say to them, you need to just snap out of it, pick yourself up, and go on. I'd ask you this. Try this. Stand up there in your studio, Vinny, and bend down, grab your boots and shoes, and pick yourself up 3 feet off the ground and carry yourself out the door. You're not going to be able to do it because you can't defy gravity. And when we say to someone, you need to just snap out of it, pick yourself up, and go on, if I were you, I'd just forget about it and get on with your life. There's several things wrong with that. You're asking to defy gravity, and also you're not them. So you really don't know. You don't have the information that the caller has about what's going on in their life. It's important to get that, to listen, and give them an opportunity to identify with you and come out.
Joel, it seems that you shared with us something that very, very few people knew prior to this, that your son was shot. And so when you talk to someone who's contemplating suicide, you really can speak from authority. You really can say, or someone who, a parent who has lost a child, you really can speak to that as someone who has truly, truly experienced the grief, the shock.
Absolutely, and I'm still experiencing it, and I always will. You know, Vinny, when you're, it's not the same as losing a parent. It's not the same as losing a pet. When you're, the first thing I say to parents, and the very first thing I say to a surviving parent that I'm in contact with is to let them know that, you know, when your parents die, they call you an orphan. When your spouse dies, they call you a widow or a widower. But when your child dies, there's no word for that. And the parent has just joined a terrible, horrible, very selective club there of folks that, you know, have gone through the most unimaginable loss on the face of the earth. It's obscenely unnatural to outlive your children. Now, I have in my career worked with thousands of parents who lost their children. And I thought after so many years that I had a very, very good grasp on what it is that they go through and had developed a very keen sense of empathy. And I didn't have a clue what they went through until January 8th, 2009. But I've been able to, and it's something I will never get over. It's something that you don't get past it. You don't overcome it. I mean, as far as making the feeling go away. But what you can do is be an overcomer and a conqueror by integrating it into your life. There's no good in it. It was not God's will. There are billions of things that happen on this planet that are not God's will. But God didn't take my son, Benny. God graciously received my son. It's a big, big, big distinction there. And one of the getting into the top 10 list of things never say to a surviving parent, right at the top are things like, we can't always understand God's will, etc. Okay, because basically what you're saying there, you're telling someone that's already out, you know, just totally outraged with God for a very good reason, you know, that God was either complicit in what happened, powerless over what happened, didn't care about what happened, or absolutely caused it to happen.
Or engineered it, Joel, as you say these things, I am certain that probably the overwhelming majority of cases when a child dies and someone's trying to comfort the parent, I'm certain that in the overwhelming majority of cases, God's will comes into very early in the discussion, very early. Probably it's probably almost 100% of the cases, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm usually asked, "Aren't you angry at God?" And I tell them, "Listen, first of all, let me say something. I've gotten to know God really, really well through this, and I will tell you first of all that that God understands you being angry at Him. What's been real in my existence is coming to know in my personal life that nobody wept more that morning than God about what happened to my son. Okay, God has graciously received him. People ask me, "Aren't you angry at him?" And I say, "You know what? I know people are, and I understand why they're angry at God, and I know that it's okay with God for them to be angry and hurt and betrayed, etc., because he so overwhelmingly loves them." The answer to your question as far as whether or not I'm angry at God, in my personal experience, I can't remember one microsecond that I had been angry at God about what happened, because if anybody understands what I'm going through, it's God, because somebody killed his kid too. Now, that's my experience, Vinny, but that's not always the experience of surviving parents. Okay, and so I give them permission to feel and let them know that this isn't something that you can just pull yourself out of very quickly. It's something that's going to take a lifetime to recover from. And I'll tell you, I talk to a lot of suicidal parents whose children have died. It's one of the top ranking numbers as far as the types of calls I get now. And I understand that. I understand what it's like to want to go be with your kid. You know, it's just overwhelming. But I also know that so much tremendous good is coming out of what of the horrible, terrible, ugly thing that happened to my son. Okay, and that's what he would have wanted. Adam was a young man who. He was a busker. He played in the streets, played his guitar in the streets. But what he would do with his money that he made, he'd spend some of it on himself, but he would always take some of it and feed a homeless, hungry person. He's very involved in the ministry to the homeless, and he was involved in church. He was just a great guy. He grew up. When he was with me, he was usually with me at work as well. He spent hours and hours and hours with me in my office listening to me talk to suicidal kids. I can't tell you how many times he called me. In fact, it's a title of a chapter in the book I'm writing called The Notes of Adam's Song. When Adam called me and said, "Dad, I've got this."
Say what, Joel? Hold that thought. And tell us what Adam said when we come back. It's not often that I'm speechless. I'm speechless. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joel Johnson's with us. A really serious topic. I'd like to tell you about his website if you'd like to contact him. NCITI.org. 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 And it stands for National Crisis Intervention Training Institute. National Crisis Intervention Training Institute. Joel, you got a call from Adam. Please tell us about that call.
Oh, I've had many calls from Adam where he would start out with, "Hey, Dad," and I'd say, "How you doing, buddy?" He goes, "Well, Dad, I've got this friend," and usually that friend was right there, and what he had told that friend who was helpless or hopeless, whatever they were dealing with, or was being abused. If my dad can't help you, nobody can. Get on the phone with him, and he would actually bring business to me. And he did it many, many, many times. You know, my relationship with him was remarkably close. He grew up helping me and was sitting there beside me, listening to me to deal with suicidal children for many years. He was just a remarkable young man. My point being that he knew exactly what to do, but that particular morning that he died, Vinny, he'd been up for 26 hours. He had a little bit of alcohol in him that didn't mix with his meds. He'd been treated for anxiety and depression and was on three different meds. He had a catalytic, very, very bad argument with the young lady he was with that morning that he thought he was never going to get to see her again, and he snapped, and he engaged in some self-mutilated behavior, scratching on his wrist with a knife, and that ended up leading to his death. She didn't call me. She didn't call his mother. She called his roommate, who called 911 on his way home, and a young police officer arrived, and meaning well, went in without backup, said what he probably thought was the right thing to say, and ended up taking Adam's life. It was over in about 90 seconds. What I know Adam would want me to do right now, though, Vinny, rather than eulogizing him and talking about him more, is kind of explaining, because I know we just have a few minutes, basically what we do as far as lethality assessment, because there's some important points in there that are that are relevant to the listeners today. The thing we do in the process with them is start recognizing and listening for the suicidal danger signs and building a relationship with them and trust and giving them permission to discuss anything, as well as giving them permission to discuss suicide. A lot of people believe it's that you should never say to someone, well, are you thinking about suicide, because it'll be like putting the thought in their head. When absolutely you should ask that. Just don't sell it. Don't say, hey, have you thought about suicide? have you been thinking about taking your own life? Because it gives them permission to discuss it. Okay, and give them permission to discuss anything. One of my counselors one time was a little bit offended by a sexual innuendo that a caller made, and in counseling with him about how to deal with the call, I let him know, rather than cutting someone off and say, you know, you really shouldn't be talking like that on the phone, I said, what if the reason for their call is that they're dealing with some sort of sexual shame? If you've just told them that there are certain topics that are taboo that you won't talk about or listen to, you've cut off a resource for them. So looking for prevalent danger signs, history, things like that. But that's a professional assessment that's done. The callers, what they need to know is that they don't have to be absolutely perfect in what they say. It's most important, though, to know what not to say, to be there and to get them to the help that they need. And not underestimate their thoughts about suicide ever.
Well, Joel Johnson's been with us. NCITI.org, National Crisis Intervention Training Institute. Joel Johnson, very, very sobering topic. About to do this again. We have to get deeper into this. Joel, maybe we should do a seminar on this at the Get Prepared Expo, because
I would love to.
It's serious. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.